Hello and welcome to the next episode of Go Hack Yourself with Carly Marie. I am the master of motivational intelligence, particularly for world-changing women. And when it comes to being motivationally intelligent and or changing the world, it's going to involve dancing with your demons. That sounds kind of dark, doesn't it? I'm in sparkle mode right now. So I am kind of at the opposite end of the spectrum from bear mode. Those are two of the four soul modes. And there's another episode on this podcast, which you can refer to, called The Greatest Life Hack of Them All. It was one of the first ones, actually. And I talk about soul modes a lot throughout my podcast. You might be here because you've read my book. But if not, there are four different energetic states, and one of them is called bear mode, that as women, we move through these different energetic states. And the one that's called bear mode is often where we do the most dancing with our demons. It's the time when we can have a bit of a crisis of confidence. And one of the things that I've learned is that if you're growing, then you're going to have moments of discomfort, and you're going to have moments of facing your stuff. And as long as you're growing, it's not going anywhere, because you're going to be facing fears, and you're going to be, I suppose, confronting and finding your edges. And my journey of growth so far has been a process of finding my limiting beliefs and finding my negative thought patterns and finding my, I suppose, demons, my stuff, my baggagey stuff, the stuff that where I tell myself stories that I'm not capable of something, or that, you know, questions like what will people think and some of that stuff. And today I was listening to a session that was done by Kissy Denise. So Kissy is someone who I love to follow online. Definitely check out her work. Recently, I've run an event called Wild Love, where I had a bunch of speakers, different experts on relationships, intimacy, sex, and connection come together and each present a bit of a talk on different aspects of that topic, of those topics. And Kissy was talking about baggage, and she said something that really, really stuck with me. It made me laugh and really made me, I guess, feel something. It kind of moved me when she was talking about baggage, and she said, well, you wouldn't drag your bags of garbage into Prada. And it made me think about, as you step into each chapter of your life, into your next level. And this journey of growth feels like this process. And if you listen to my podcast, then you're into personal growth. You just are, right? If you like my stuff, then that means you're kind of on that ride. And the thing about that ride is that you're continually stepping into the next level version of yourself. You know, your kind of desired future self, you're always stepping into that. And the thing is, when you're always stepping forward into the next level version of yourself, then you've always got one foot in who you're being and one foot in who you're becoming. And when you've got one foot in one place and one foot on another, and one of them is moving because who you're becoming isn't certain yet, it's a little bit like stepping from a jetty onto a boat, or from a boat onto a jetty, where you know that feeling where one's solid and one's moving, and you get the wobbles as you've got one foot on each, and you've just got to take the step and get across from one to the other. And that journey of growth is this continual step from the jetty onto the boat, where you get one foot and it feels wobbly and you've got to quickly kind of get the other foot on. And as you're continually taking those steps and continually stepping into the next level version of yourself, it's like you don't want to bring all of your stuff with you. And when Kissy was talking about, you know, walking into Prada, it's like going into that next level version of you're not going to drag your bag of garbage in there with you and expect to be allowed to stay. They're going to kick you out. And it feels a bit like that as you step into, I know for me, as I've just continually stepped into the next level version of myself and the next level version of myself. And each time I've done that, the next level version of me has been kind of revealed to me, like, and I've achieved a milestone, or, you know, built my business to a certain level, or moved into our dream home, or, achieved milestones, particular milestones. As I've done that, it's really been this amazing process of going like, oh, now I see what my next level is after this. So I think sometimes people get a bit stuck because you're trying to see several versions into the future and going, I can't see that. I can't see what's between where I am now and where I want to be. And it feels like this big gap. So for me, it's been a beautiful process of continually visualizing, and because I'm in sparkle mode right now, the concept of visualizing and manifesting what I want and magnetizing it in is a concept I'm very connected to, because sparkle mode is really what that's about. Like, it's about magnetizing in and being this really high vibe, positive energy that is magnetic. So your energy field is so big that you sort of feel the energy of people around you. And for some people, depending on your situation, that's going to be challenging or it's going to feel amazing, depending on who you're surrounded by and what's kind of happening for them and all of that. So I can hear my cat calling out to me. That's strange. I'm not going to go back and edit this out because it's too late at night for that. But I want to get this episode out in perfect action. Here's me taking my imperfect action. So stepping into the next level version of you is going to require looking at what's not coming. So this is like, we're not going to drag the bags of garbage into Prada. Thank you, Kissy Denise, for that amazing analogy. Again, go look her up. Kissy with a K. So as you step into the next level version, you walk it into Prada, you are going to figure out what's garbage and what's going to be left behind. And this is dancing with your demons. This is going there. And there's a whole industry that's going to tell you to just feel the fear and do it anyway and just keep on walking forward and ignore the thoughts in the back of your mind telling you you're not good enough. That's not been my experience. And I want to add my contribution to the teachings that are out there and to my industry. I want to add my contribution, and my contribution has been that dancing with my demons has been where the most growth has happened, and it's why my growth in my business and in my life has been so fast, where I've built a multiple six-figure business in a couple of years and that I've launched, you know, countless programs online and work with some of the most incredible clients. And a lot of that has been due to my willingness to dance with my demons and willing to go there. And the best time for doing that is bear mode. I mean, anytime anything's coming up, you get to dance with it, right? But often what happens is it all comes up in a bit of a flood, and it'll come up as what will feel like a crisis of confidence. And in those moments where you just can't be bothered, you don't want to think about it, you don't want to deal with, you know, what's coming up, and you just kind of want to numb it all out and maybe, you know, like binge on some trashy TV or something like that. Now, my, I guess, disclaimer here is be guided by your soul. If there's a time where you just need to binge on some crappy TV, then binge on some crappy TV. If you need to just go and have a bath and put a meditation on, then do that. But when there is stuff that keeps kind of coming up and bugging you, and there's a ringing in your ears of phrases like, who do you think you are? Or, you know, you can't just do that, right? Like those little sort of ringing in your ears of someone who, you know, some people talk about your inner mean girl or stuff like that. For me, it's my subconscious fears protecting me, trying to protect me from something that I subconsciously believe isn't safe. So as you're stepping into the next level version of you over and over and over and over and over, because that's growth, every time you do that, you've got to get your subconscious on board to believe that where you're going is safe. Just like as you're stepping from a jetty onto a boat, if you believe in your gut that it's not safe for you to get on this boat, that it's going to sink the second you step on it, then your body's going to freeze, right? And you're not going to let yourself step onto the boat. It's a little bit like that every time you step into who you're becoming. As you step from who you're being into who you're becoming, you're stepping from something that is known, something that is certain, into something that is unknown and something that is uncertain, because you don't yet have the evidence that who you're becoming is going to be okay, and that she's going to be safe, and that she's going to be happy, and that people are still going to like her, and that she's still going to have her health and her happiness, and she's still going to be a good mother and a good partner and all those other things, right? So you're stepping from uncertainty into certainty. And one of the things that I have learned, sorry, other way around, you're stepping from certainty into uncertainty. And this is one of the things that I've learned, is that in order to grow, you've got to get okay with uncertainty. And that is going to mean getting your subconscious on board with the belief that certainty does not equal unsafety, right? So really, really big thing to do here that's going to be helpful is to dance with the demons there and go, okay, what am I telling myself is unsafe about where I'm going? If I'm telling myself that what I want to do is run a business, then what are the stories I'm telling myself about what comes along with that? Am I telling myself the boat's going to sink? Am I telling myself that there are holes in the boat? Because if I'm telling myself on a subconscious level, this isn't usually conscious stuff. It's not usually in the top of your mind going, oh, the boat's going to sink. It's like this gut feeling of like, I'm not sure, but maybe I shouldn't, maybe the weather's not good, maybe it's too windy, maybe I should wait till later. I don't know if I've got the right shoes on to get on this boat. Does the driver have a license? I don't know, maybe I shouldn't, I'm not sure we're allowed a boat here. Like, we kind of get a bit procrastinate-y, excuse-y, because we're not sure in our gut. When I say, like, you know, I'm not talking about our intuition here, I'm talking about our subconscious beliefs. But I'm using the boat analogy and hopefully not being confusing, because I'm in sparkle mode and have no focus at all. But I think I'm doing okay, by the way. I'm just going to say that. I feel like I'm doing okay for sparkle mode. Maybe I'm shifting into wild mode. So as we step into that place of uncertainty, we've got to look at what are the stories that I'm telling myself about who I'm becoming, and how can I get myself to believe in my bones, like not just consciously believe, but like, so every cell of my body believes and knows and has that core knowing that where I'm going is awesome. That where I'm going when I start this business, it's going to be amazing, right? But what happens a lot of the time is we tell ourselves these stories to protect ourselves from disappointment. It might not work. What if it doesn't work? What if everyone laughs? And it's like we're trying to protect ourselves when actually we're protecting ourselves from something that can be really amazing. And in my experience, allowing yourself to grow and dancing with the demons to clear them out of the way so that you can grow in your life in whatever direction that looks like, whether it's business or health or travel or adventure or accessing new levels of intimacy that you've never accessed before, or whatever the thing is, the direction in which you want to grow in, the area in which you want to grow in. One of the things that I've learned, yeah, I'm still in sparkle mode because I've just lost my train of thought. Again, I'm not going to edit it out. One of the things that I've learned is that in order to move forward in that direction, you have got to figure out what is the stuff lurking beneath the surface. What is the stuff lurking that you're telling yourself is going to be, might be a problem, right? Because we want your autopilot to be set in that direction. And your autopilot is your subconscious mind. So your conscious mind is the thinky bit that you're thinking about right now, kind of you're thinking as you're listening, and you might be thinking, oh my God, Carly, you really should edit those bits out. Or you might be thinking any number of things, right, in your conscious mind. But in your subconscious mind, something else entirely is happening. Your subconscious mind has got you breathing. It's got you walking or doing whatever you're doing in front of you. It's got you processing other stuff, all sorts of stuff, right? That's your autopilot. It's your subconscious mind that will get you to procrastinate. It's your subconscious mind that will get you to make up excuses for things. That's not a conscious process, right? So we want to program your subconscious mind to be on autopilot to where you are going. And that is going to mean at times dancing with the demons, because the demons are going to be there. And by demons, I just mean limiting beliefs and stories that you tell yourself. They're not actually demons. They're not actually monsters. They're not actually all that scary. But if you're willing to shine a light on them, it's just like in the closet when you can see something that looks like a monster in the closet, but you turn a light on and it's really just a hat sitting on top of a jacket on a coat hanger, right? And he's like, oh, oh, is that all that is? Oh, that story I'm telling myself about how people are going to laugh. Oh, yeah, no big deal. I'm not actually that worried about it now that I shine a light on it. So that's what bear mode is for. So when you hit your bear mode, it's the time for that beautiful spiritual maintenance. You'll know when you hit it because your energy will drop. And when you're in super mode, you're certain that bear mode's never coming again, but it always does, like clockwork. It comes back around. Your energy drops, sometimes more intensely than others. That those little whispers in your mind get a little bit louder. You know, those things that we think people are saying about us or we're saying about ourselves. And that is the time to drop everything and go there and do that beautiful spiritual maintenance and clear that stuff out and decide which bags of garbage aren't coming with me into Prada. I love that. I love that analogy so much. So that is my sparkle mode little ramble for you tonight about dancing with your demons. There are times when you're going to need someone to hold your hand through that dance. There are times when I have reached out to various therapists and healers. There have been times when I've even worked with psychologists when I've been going through something particularly big in my life. But always having, for me, someone to reach out to when it feels like it's not something I can dance with on my own. And I can't stress that enough. I'm not a mental health professional, but there are some amazing ones out there. There are some beautiful holistic counselors and different people that I sometimes refer on to. And there are a lot of amazing people who work online. So there are times when if you feel like I can't work through this on my own, then definitely reach out to the people that feel like are going to be the great best guides to work you through. But it is amazing what you can do in those little moments when those little voices come up. If you just grab a pen and paper and write down the story that I'm telling myself right now is that I'm not good enough, or that I can't possibly do this. And just to acknowledge it like that sometimes is really beautiful and powerful, to just shine a little light on it and go, I forgive myself for that. And I love myself through that. The story that I'm telling myself is, and I love myself anyway. And I forgive myself for thinking these things, and I'm ready to believe something different. And that's when it can be really nice to look for some kind of, I guess, evidence of what you want to believe is true. So for me, I remember when I realized that I was telling myself stories that you couldn't have wealth and also a happy marriage. And as someone who had been through a divorce, that was really big for me. That was really a touchy one. And I realized that all I had for models in my mind of people who had wealth were people who were really miserable in their marriage, or who I believed or got a sense weren't really happy and connected in their marriage in the way that I wanted to be. And so I needed, as soon as I found that, I was like, oh, I'm telling myself stories that you can't have this and that. You can't have wealth and love. And I'm ready to believe something different, because as long as I believe that, I won't grow into my next chapter. I won't step onto the boat if I believe that I have to leave love behind in order to have wealth. And so I went on a mission to find my evidence, my models, people who modeled that for me. And so sometimes that's like simply through, you know, getting on Instagram and following these people that represent that to me. So, you know, there are a number of different people that represent that to me, and I follow them online because my social media, as you would have heard in a previous episode, my social media is a living, breathing vision board for my life. I don't have a vision board anymore because I look at social media more than I look at a vision board on my wall. So I use my social media as a vision board, and have a look in a few episodes down somewhere, you'll find that around using social media as a vision board. It's a modern day vision board. So fill it up with things and people and accounts that represent the beliefs that you want to hold, the beliefs that you will need to hold in order to step into your next chapter. So if you look at the next level version of you, have a look at that picture. What does that person need to believe? And who can you be following that represents that truth? That was fun. That was 19 minutes. My podcast is supposed to be 10. So here we go. We're breaking the rules. It's all good. That's how I roll. Thank you for hanging out with me. Come and find me on Facebook. It's where I do my best work. Look up Carly Marie. You can also look up Soul Modes by Carly Marie. I'm also on Instagram and all over the place, and I love making this podcast for you. I would love to hear from you. I would love your feedback, to know what you love about the podcast, what you'd love to hear more of. it seriously gets me all jazzed. So I'd love to hear from you. Have a beautiful night, my loves, and I will see you in the next episode.